regarding the Torah, there's a machlokes between Tanoim, not Stam Tanoim, but the earliest and greatest Tanoim, and the machlokes in the Sugi of Hoyel is a machlokes Ameroa, so it definitely isn't the same. And that is the makor of the Sugi is in Beitz, in the few days, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And according to Beis Shammai, the heter of malachas oichel nefesh is only when a person does malachas letzorech oichel nefesh in the preparation of food, not all malachas. But this is a sugya we already discussed previously in the past, which malachas are included in the heter of oichel nefesh. Metoach shuto letzorech goes beyond the heter of oichel nefesh. And most achroinim, I can't say most achroinim because I didn't really check out all the achroinim, but many achroinim understand that metoch shevot letzorech utanam shaloi letzorech is similar to a sugya that we find in different sources in Shas, kivan de ishtero ishtero, kivan shehutro hutro. And this is a sugya that we find in various different sources in Yevom Mislev Zayin and Zvochom Daf Lamed Beis and Masechet Psochim in many different sources, and so many Achroinim. In chronological order, the Turei Yoven, who is the Shagi Sadi and Megillah Daf Yud Ches, Rabbi Yankim Emden Moirik Tzion Hilchas Yom Tov, and Lichsam Soifer, Chedusha Chassam Soifer, in the very source of the Sugi and Beitzah Daf Yud Beis, and significantly Melechus Yom Tov. The Melechus Yom Tov is one of the later Achroinim, the Imre Moshe. It's a beautiful sefer, like the Imre Moshe is a beautiful sefer. Moshe Sokolovsky was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Brisker, but in a relatively later stage of his life, and he wrote two very special sefer, Imre Moshe, which is Tshuvas and Berurim, and Melechus Yom Tov, which is on Hilchus Yom Tov. So, you know, in Brisk they said that the Malachas Yom Tov was written Lifnei Matan Torah and the Imre Moshe Liacha Matan Torah, because the Malachas Yom Tov he printed before knowing Reb Chaim Brisker. And I think the Malachas Yom Tov is a beautiful sefer, no less than the Imre Moshe. But so all these four great achroinim, kol echol b'mekoymoy uvishatoy, all assume is similar to the concept that we find in Shas Kivan Shehutro Hutro. And I wrote in Minchas Osho Pashas Loi Minchas Osho Rala Torah that it has nothing to do with Kivan Shehutro Hutro. Kivan Shehutro Hutro is a very fundamental concept, but it is only regarding the same Maisa or the same Cheftza. And the basic concept of Kivan Shehutro Hutro is when we find a Chiddush in the Torah, and the Torah is Matir and Isser, we assume that if the Torah is Matir one, it is also Matir in other, but only if the one and the other either in the same Cheftza or in the same Maisa. So let's briefly examine the different sources of Kivan Shehutro Hutro. So out of Pesach, when a mitzvah has to bring a korban, it's la'acha tvila, he's mutar lekunas le'ezorah. And if he becomes a balkeri, Kivan Shehutar le'tzoratoi, hutar le'kerioi. A mitzvah is also lekunas. Le'tzorach korban Pesach, it's mutar. If the Torah was matar tzaras, which otherwise would be usar, then it's also the same heter for a bal keri. So Yevom Mislev Zayin, the Gemara asks, Eishes och is an erva, and the Torah is matir eishes ach b'mokir mitzvah. So what would be the din if the eishes ach is also achois ishto? Would that also be mitra? And the Gemara says, kivin de ushtera ushtera. Because this same woman is an erva, and the Torah is matira an erva. So the logic is, what is the difference whether it's one erva or two ervas? And when this person goes into the Ezora bitum osoi, why would it be a difference between it's one tumah or two tumas? So regarding the Metzor who was a Balkeri, it's the same Maisa. Regarding Yibum, it's the same Cheftza. And that would also be the case in Yevomis and Kedushin Daf Chaf Aleph regarding Yefas Toyah. So the Gemara says Yefas Toyah is Muter LeKoyein. Because Yefas Toyah is also LeYisroel as well. So if the Torah is Matir, this woman LeYisroel, she would also be Muter LeKoyein. What is the difference whether it's one Isur or two Asurim? It's the same woman. It's the same Cheftza. So if she's Muter LeYisroel, she's Muter LeKoyein. And Yevomis Daf Chaf Aleph Beis, it's not a Gemara. But Tosis explains, Gzeira be a Rishon or to be a Shnir. And that's why you cannot be Miyabim, an Isha that's an Isha Lav. Because Esa Doicha Lois Esa, so the Mrs. Yivum would be Doicha Elav, but Bia number two, there's no longer a Mrs. Esay to be Doicha Delav. So Gzeira be a Rishon or to be a Shnir. So Tosis explains, so how are we matter an Eishes Ach B'yishnir? So Mitzvah Yevim is Doicha Eishes Ach, but B'yishnir is no longer Mitzvah Yevim. So Tosis says, Kivin Dishtere Ishtere. Because if the Torah was matter this Isha, then there no longer is a Chilik B'yishnir to B'yishnir. But not when there's a Lav and we need to say Esa Doicha Loises. So at Tzadish Shoveh, the common denominator between all these sources, this Maisa should be an Isser, and the Torah was Matah the Isser. So even there might be another Isser involved in the same Maisa, Kivin Deishter Ishter. This Cheftz is a Cheftz of the Isser. We say Kivin Deishter Ishter. However, what would the Svara be? Metoch Shetel Tzadich Utanam Shaloi Tzadich. But Oicha Nefesh is the Siva Saheta. When there is no Siva, then it's also. Why don't we say all the Lavim Shevetoira? Metoich Shehutra b'muke Masei, Hutra Nami Shelo b'muke Masei. Then there are no longer any Lavim in the Torah. Esa Doicha Loisesa. So why would we say Metoich Shehutra b'muke Masei, Hutra Nami Shelo b'muke the Ein Asei. And we would be Matar Omar Lochas and Shabbos. Whenever there is a siva that's matya, when the siva is intact, there is a heter. When the siva is lacking, then there is no heter. And therefore, metoch shutra tzorchutanam shalor has nothing to do with kivan dehtera ishtera. So in Shas and the Rishonim, we find the same concept in two different Rishonis. And the only difference is Loshon HaKodesh and Aramaic. Kiven deishter eishter, metoich shehutro hutro, kiven shehutro hutro. But we cannot explain in the same way the halacha of metoich shehutro etzor chutera mishalor etzor. So, my dear friend and Talmud of Akiva just showed me this week a tshuva in Tosfos Rid, in Tshuva Sarid and Siman Pei Beis. And the Tosfos Rid is maybe the earliest source who asks this question in a very powerful and simple way. What is the svara metoch shehutra letzoyrech hutra name shaloi letzoyrech? If the Torah is matah letzoyrech, how is it matah shaloi letzoyrech? And the question is very clear, and as clear the question is, the tshuva is very unclear. V'lo yaradati l'sof da'atoi. But I think there is one line, which is an amazing line, which I was so happy to notice in the Arichas of the Tosfos Rid, because that fits into what I have written long ago, and whenever I speak about the sugi, I go over it. The Tosfos Rid says, Ein kavonas advorim mitoich shuhutar ze hutar ze, elo kishem shuhutar ze hutar ze. And that is a line which I could have written. It's mamish my sprach, my lesson. And it's very clear. It's not mitoich shehutar ze hutar ze. It's kishem shehutar ze hutar ze. But when you read this line from the Tosfos Rid, you understand why all the achroinim, or many of the achroinim, really associated the din of mitoich with kivin shehutar hutar. Because the Tosfos Rid, ba'ala afuke, After all, Chazal say, "Mitoich shehut letzayrich, hutanami shalor letzayrich." But the answer would be, not always do we know how to interpret Lashonis of Chazal. And this is something I speak about a lot in many different areas. Different ages use different words in different ways. So we must assume that when Chazal say mitoich shehutre letzayrich hutre shalor letzayrich, like the Tosfos did explain, they don't mean mitoich shehutre ze hutre ze. They mean kashem shehutre ze hutre ze. Or maybe mitoich shehetiru toire letzayrich oichal nefesh, we understand the heter applies even shalor letzayrich oichal nefesh. So what would be our understanding in the halacha of mitoich shehutre letzayrich hutre nami shalor letzayrich? So I think the very first shit I said in Hilchas Yom Tov, we started off with the Ramban in Parshas Zemor. Now the Ramban does not explain the din of Metoich, but the Ramban does explain the din of Ach Asher Ochal Lechem Lechol Nefesh. Ach Asher Ochal Lechol Nefesh Ulevada Yeosu Lechem. And the Ramban explains. The Renka Bonus Atoyah that Oichal Nefesh is Matir. Rather, the Ramban explains there are two different categories in the list of Lamites. Lamites Malochis include two different categories. The number is 39, and there are Lamites Malochis Shabbos, but in a way, these Lamites Malochis are divided into two different categories. And the Ramban notices that whenever the Torah asks Malocha an Yom Tov, the lashon of the Torah is Kol Malachas Avoido Loi Tasu. When the Torah asks Malocha an Shabbos, the Torah asks Kol Malocha Loi Tasu. So the Ramban explains the list of Lamites includes Malachas Avoido and Malachas Achila. Malachas Avoido is one category. Those Malachas which people usually perform in an earlier stage, not samach l'su'udoson. Malachas avoida are malachas that are usually not used in the direct and immediate preparation of food, which would include ha'chodesh v'hazoreya, v'ha'koitzer v'hazoira. Those malachas that people usually do out in the fields with great big quantities. It is not associated with the preparation of food. And the ones I mentioned are Seder Apas, but the same would be by Tzeder. Tzeder is not associated with the direct preparation of food. You have huge ships out there that catch fish, and you have nets and other devices that hunters use to catch animals. And that is not somach l'su'udosoi. That is at an earlier stage. So, b'seder apas, those malachas would include, ha'chodesh v'hazoreya, v'ha'koitzo, v'hazoreya, v'hadash. Those are earlier. Those are malachas avoida. And then there are other malachas which are associated with the immediate preparation of food. And that would be v'oifa, v'ha'mevashel, v'ha'lash. So the Ramban explains, what is not Meleches Avoida is Meleches Oichal Nefesh. Meleches Oichal Nefesh is category number two. In Yom Tov, the Torah only answers Meleches Avoida, not Meleches Oichal Nefesh. So, we would so much hope that Ramban would add one more line. All that was needed is one more line. That is the Kavonam Chazal Metor Shudra Tzorech Utala Mishaloy Tzorech. Explaining that the heter of Oichal Nefesh is not malachas that you do right here and now letzorech Oichal Nefesh, but rather malachas that are usually performed letzorech Oichal Nefesh. But the Ramban falls short, and he doesn't, to the best of my memory, the Ramban doesn't explain that is the kavana of metoich shehut letzorech utanam shaloi letzorech. So, if I would be the Ramban, if I would be a Talmud of the Ramban, I would suggest to my Rebbe, maybe that's pshat. When the Torah is matir tzoyrech, we are to understand that the heter applies even shelo letzorech oichal nefesh, because it is the essence of the malachas that Torah answers. The Ramban also has a gewaltig diyek, a beautiful diyek. Only once when the Torah answers malach en yom tev, shtei kol malach aloitasu, not malachas avoid. When? Shvi yishal Pesach, because the posuk, achashi ochal ochal nefesh ulamad yosalachem, is in Shvi yishal Pesach. And that does explain, I think here we do find maybe that is the concept of Torah, because the Ramban says, Shvi yishal Pesach, when the Torah is matar ochal nefesh, there is no need to emphasize that in Yom Tov the Isser applies to Melechas Avoida, because the other side of Melechas Avoida is Achashi Yochal Nochal Nefesh Ulevadi Yosalechem. So that's the Ramban, and it's an amazing and a beautiful Ramban, and I think that is the essence and the Yesoida Svor of Metach Shudram. So the Megina Shloima, also quoted by Zeinikel the Pnei Yeshua in Beitz Adaf Yud Beis, the Megina Shloima actually writes this idea. He does not bring the Ramban, neither does he realize the beauty of the Ramban's Ha'ore in Lishne Dekra, in the Loshon of the Posek. But the Megina Shloima says, because the Torah doesn't say, Ach, Oichel Nefesh Ye'osa Lachem, that would more likely be interpreted that malachas that you perform le oichel nefesh ach oichel nefesh yosa lachem, but the lesson of the pasuk is ach ashe yochel nochon nefesh. So the Torah means to indicate that oichel nefesh is a category, it's a class, it's not a siva, it's a certain class of malachas, a certain group of malachas which we define as malachas oichel nefesh. So what I see in the Ramban, the Megina Shloima says clearly, different diyukim in Lishne Dekra, but the basic idea is the same. So when Chazal say mitoch shehutra letzorech hutana meshaloi letzorech, their kavona is mitoch shehetira toira oichal nefesh, we are to understand and to learn and to assume that the heter applies even shelo letzorech oichal nefesh. Because malachas oichal nefesh is not any malacha that was performed letzorech oichal nefesh, but rather a category of malachas, a certain class of malachas. So that is what we learn in the Ramban, and that is what the Megina Shloima applies to the svar of mitoch, mitoch shehut letzorech hutana meshelo letzorech. So the Ramban and the Megina Shloima both based the Svara on the Yukim in Lishne Dekra. We find two additional approaches, which are also the Yukim in Lishne Dekra, but it is interesting that both of these Rishonim base their Yukim on a different Sugya, a Sugya that is found in Bavli, Psochem Chof Aleph Chof Beis, the Sugya of Cheskiu Verebavu, and the same sugya we find in Yerushalmi in Masechet Orla. So Rebavu learns, "Bekol mukum shebetoyra, where we find lo yisoychol, echad es achila ve'echad es aloa b'mashma." Cheskiu says no. Iser anoa, we learn only when the Torah says lo yeochel, lo yoychol, lo yisoychol, lo yisoychol means iser achila b'vad. When the Torah says lo yeochel, that applies to Isra Noah. So the Sefer HaYoreim, one of the Balei HaTosfos, and Sefer HaYoreim, there's confusion regarding the Seder HaSimonim. It's either Shin Dalet or Reish Yud Gimel in two different early publications. Sefer HaYoreim says, because the Torah says, Ach Asher Yeochel Lachon Nefesh, in the same way, when we're dealing with the laving, lo yeochel includes iser hanoah, and not only iser achila. Adin in the positive context, when the Torah says asher yeochel, that includes hanoah and not only achila. That is the Sefer Yireim, and as you probably know, the Sefer Yireim was one of the Balei HaTosfos, Ashkenazim, Rav Elozer Memetz. Shita Mekabetzes, quoting the Rabbit, in Ksuvis Dav Zayin has a different interpretation based on the same sugya. Because the Gemara asks many kashas on Rav Avu and kashas on Chizkiyu. So one of the kashas the Gemara asks on Rav Avu is from Chelev. Chelev is Mutar Ba'anoa. It's a sugya mefereshes, a Mishnah mefereshes. Chelev is Mutar Ba'anoa. And the Chizkiyu answers because it states Lochem. And Lochem means Lekol Ana'aschem. So the Ravid quoted by the Shittim Megabetzis, because the Pusik says, Ach, Ashi Ochol Lochon Nefesh, Hula Vada Yosa Lochem, Lochem Bola Rabbis Hanoah. So those are two additional interpretations. Now, many Rishonim maintain that even though we have the Lochem Tachshut Ritzarech Hud Adam Shaloi Ritzarech, but we need Tzarech Tzaz. And that is Baalei HaToisus, the Ramban and the Rashba, and the Rosh. All these Rishonim maintain, yes, the Loch is Kibshirul, and Metochshut Ritzarech Hud Adam Shaloi Ritzarech, and it does not necessarily have to be Orchal Nefesh, but it still needs to be Tzorech Tzas, or Tzorech Hayoim. In different Rishonim we find different Hagedoras. Some Rishonim, Mashma Midivreim, that there is no need for any Tzorech. First and foremost, Rashi, and Beitz and Afyud Beitz, and Toises is Cholek and Rashi. Many later Rishonim maintain that is also the shit of the Rif and the Rambam, because the Rif and the Rambam do not clearly say there's a need for Tzorech Tzas. However, the examples that the Rambam gives, could I have a Rambam Zmanim? Is that Zmanim? So, the Rambam at Halacha Daled, I think, in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yom Tov, when the Rambam brings the din of Orchal Nefesh, Kol Malacha Shechiyoven Aleihu Chatot, B'Shabes, Emosos of Yom Tov, Shvoi Tzorech Achila, Loike Chutz Maitzor, V'Shos Rav Vavor, Shemetosh Otro, Oitzor B'Yom Tov, Lezorech Ha, לצורך חוט הנה משלו לצורך אכיל אל כך מותו ביום טוב לא יצאי קוטון ספר תוירו מפתח משוס רשוס וכן מותו נה ורב על פי שאין צורך אכיל so the Rambam doesn't clearly specify there's a need of צורך צס but the examples that Rambam gives are צורך צס so there is a big machloikas in שיטה של Rambam וכן בשיטה של רב but Rashi clearly says there's no need for any צורך Toisves and many other Rishonim Be'ikvus HaToisves say there is a need for Tzorech Tzas. So Bashkuf Rishonim we would say it depends on the different interpretations we just put on the table. According to the Ravid and the Yereim, of course there's a need for Tzorech Tzas because the entire heter is Lo Rak Oichal Nefesh Hu Adin Hanoah because these are showing and based the Svara of Hoyel on Lishna Dikra. Ya'ochel, lo ya'ochel, asers hanua, so ya'ochel is matar hanua. Lochem is matar hanua, so lochem is matar hanua. So according to the Rabbit and the Yireim, without any hanua, there is no heter. So Toisus would be reasonable. According to the Ramban and the Meginah Shloima, they say, Oichal Nefesh is a class, it's a group of malachas, it's a category. So maybe that is Shittas Rashi, therefore there is no need for Tzorech Tzas. Maybe in the Rabbanim there is a need for Tzorech Tzas, but not in the Torah. But we have a big problem, because the Rambam is one of those Rishonim that say there is a need for Tzorech Tzas, the Ramban. And the Ramban is Mora D'Shmaitza, so beautifully explaining that Oichal Nefesh doesn't actually mean Oichal Nefesh, it is only Le'umas Keneged Melechas Avoido, there's a different category of Melechas which is Melechas Oichal Nefesh. So we need to assume, and to me it's not a pillar at all. To me, Kavosai, almost in every Sugi and Shas, that is the Mesoris of Chazal. Benim Saradova Lachachomim. And Chachomim Misrora said, yes. Even though we understand that Oichal Nefesh is not a sibo, it's a simen, but it's still not reasonable that the Torah is mata amalacha without any tzorech. Well, even according to the Rambam and Rashi, we need to compromise, because even according to them, the heter of the category of malachas, that a malacha soich al nefesh is not across the board. La'akum, it's an issa diuraisa. If it's not shovel achol nefesh, it's an issa diuraisa. Oifa miyomtiv lachoyel, if not for the svor of hoyel ve'im mikla le'yarchim, it's an issa diuraisa. So everybody will agree that even the lenient category, the malachas that are not malachas avoida, but rather malachas soich al nefesh, at the end of the day, lamed tes malachas asuras v'yomtev k'shem shasuras b'shabbos. Lamed tes, the magic number, is not only malachas Shabbos. Nowhere do we find that lamed tes malachas nesu b'shabbos v'chof hey malachas nesu b'yomtev. After all, lamed tes malachas yomtev and Shabbos are the same. So according to Rashi, there is no need of tzorech tzas. Yes, lamed tes malachas nesu, either when you do it for a goy, or the word it's not shovel achol nefesh, or if it's not l'tzorech mochor, so there's no pella that the Tosfos and the Ramban just take the same idea a step further, and they say when there is no need at all, pshita that it's an issa d'uraisa, and the heter is only tzorech tzas. Which brings us to the question, and this is already coming closer, halacha l'maisa, how do we define tzorech tzas? What is included in Tzorech Tzas? So the Ramo, Tav Kuf Yud Ches and Sif Aleph, and that is where the Mechaber just gives us the din of Metoch Shehu Tzorech Uklam Shehu Tzorech. Lekosev HaShulchan Aruch, Metoch Shehu Tzorech Tzorech, Uchut Shehu Tzorech, Yigan Kotn Velula Vesefer Tzorech, Vekeile. Kotn Velula Vesefer Tzorech. There is so much room between Avonim v'kiyotze v'hem and Kotn v'lula v'sefer Torah v'keilim, and that is the gray area. So the Ramo goes beyond Kotn v'lula v'sefer Torah v'keilim, because what is included in Divrei HaMechaber is either Tzorchei Mitzvah, which is lulav and sefer Torah, or Mamish Tzorech Hayoyim. You have a child and you want to carry him from one place to the other, or Kalim. Kalim obviously means Kalim that you need for Suda Shabbos. Kosev Aramo, Kalim Atzrichim Loiktsas, O Shem It's Yara Shalo Yiganvu, O Sharp say. So, what the Ramo writes is, Lav Dafke positive Tzorech. Any motive or any real need, you want to be metalkel kelim not because you need to use them. It's not tzrichim loy, but you're afraid they either will become ruined or they might be stolen. So when we learn the sugyas of muktzah, we defined tzorech. How do we find tzorech? In a totally different area. Is not really tzorech. When we come to Hilchus Yomtiv and the Rishonim say tzorech tzas, the Ramo says shelo yignoivu, shelo yipazdu. So some people will ask, just a minute, when we learned Hilchus Muktzah, we learned that Mechamer Tzel is not a Tzorech. So why in Hilchus Yomtiv that is a Tzorech? So maybe the answer would be Tzorech Tzas. Tzorech Tzas. It's not a Tzorech Kodl, but Tzorech Tzas. No, the real answer should be in Adam Yisrael Salam Ilsen. It's two totally different concepts. We're dealing with Dina Muktzah. It has to be a positive Tzorech, which is either Tzorech Guf or Tzorech Mekoyimoy. Regarding Hilchus Yomtiv, the concept of Tzorech is even a negative Tzorech, when we don't really have any need of Goy V'yom. So the Smak says that Shelo Yeganvu is Tzorech Hayom, because if he's afraid all day that he might lose Kalim, it will definitely impair his Simchus Yomtiv, which is a Doichi Godel. That is Tzorech Hayoyim, so everything would be Tzorech Hayoyim. It's totally subjective. And anything that he wants, and if he won't get it, he might be sad, and so would that be Tzorech Hayom? Tzorech Hayom would indicate that there must be some positive Tzorech, something that he needs for today, whether it's a lulav, or a Sefer Torah, or a tinnik, or kelim that he intends to use for Shabbos. But the Ramo does say anything, any Tzorech, even when he has no need to use this kelim that is moitzim mishus lishus, just to prevent loss, would also be considered tzorech. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kot Nevav, Barichus Gedoyle, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Rahui lahachmiyo. The Ramah says, Shelo yaganvo v'shelo yiposet hefset moment would be defined tzorech. V'dad yesh kama poiskim shecholkam azay v'sovrim deloy hutar oitzo, ele lezorech orchon nefesh mamesh, אוי לצורך מצווה בשעת בו משייך אם לא איס היום, אבל לא בשביל הפסד מומן, ונוכן להחמיר לנקם איס. Which, to me, is always a big chiddush, and I discussed this at other opportunities. This is typical for the Mishnah Berurah. It's a psach of the Ramah. And usually Bnei Ashkenaz rely on the Ramah. So the Mishnah Berurah says there are kama poiskim that say otherwise, ונוכן להחמיר. But this is very typical of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is not mekabel the piska Shulchan Aruch and the Ramo. It's not taken for granted. And if there are Rishonim that feel differently, so once again, many times they say if it would be 800 years ago. In this case, they say if I would be 150 years ago, a year before the Mishnah Berurah was printed, probably I would say. Kol Yisrael Yoytzim B'Yad Romo, that's a Melitza that many Yachroinim quote, and the Ramo says, it's Muta, then it's Muta. Why do we have to be Machmir Keshit as a Rosh? The Ramo saw the Rosh, he saw the Rishonim, and he is Matyo. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Nochoin Lahachmiyo, if it's a Shasat Chach, probably the Mishnah Berurah would maybe agree if it's a Hefsid Merube. So this is a machloikis. How do we define tzorech? I didn't have time to check, and I always apologize. You're far more booky in Hilchos Yom Tov right now than I am. But I think in the Rishonim, some Rishonim write tzorech hayoyim. Others write tzorech ktsas. If it's tzorech hayoyim, then the halach is not kedivri harama, shelo yigonvo, it's not tzorech hayoyim. If it's tzorech ktsas, of course it's tzorech ktsas. To prevent loss is tzorech tzas. So lechayra, these two shittas have a base av b'divrei harishonim and the rishonis harishonim, because Rashi maintains there is no need for a tzorech at all. But the toisvis v'siatam shel toisvis, the Ramban and others, I think lemeitav zichroini, some of them write tzorech hayoyim, others write tzorech tzas, and lechayra these rishonis are the base av for the two shittas dealt with in the Mishnah Berurah and the Lashon HaRamah. The other big shaila is, which malachas are included in the heter of Matok Shadar Tzorech Hodor Shaloi Lezorech? So the Rambam writes Hoitzor and Havora. The Shulchan Aruch writes Hoitzor. So would anybody say, the Rambam is the Machmir? Only Yitzor and Avora. Shulchan Aruch is even Machmir Yoyser Mezah, and he writes only Yitzor. No. Avora is a Sugi Mefereshes. But the Machaber doesn't write Avora. The Machaber Tov Kuf Yud Chesi Valef, and that is the source in Shulchan Aruch dealing with Mitoich. All we find in the Machaber is Mitoich Shutor Mitzor Tzorch, Mutram Shaloi Letzorech. So nobody is more Machmir than the Rambam. The Rambam writes Yitzor and Avora. So we need to assume that the Machabe means Hoitzor, because the Damiele. So why does he only write Hoitzor? Because in the Mishnah we only find Hoitzor. In the Gemara we find Avora. For some reason, the Machabe is Nimshech Achrei Loshon HaMishnah, which is not typical for the Machabe. It would be more expected from the Rambam, definitely from the Rif, because that is the style of the Rif. The Rif quotes the Lashonis of Mishnah and Gemara. The Rambam sometimes does, but it's not typical of the Shulchan Aruch. But the fact is that Shulchan Aruch writes its own. Which brings us to a very interesting question. What is Shittas HaShulchan Aruch? Because Pashtas HaRambam Hoitzo and Avora. That is what we find in the Gemara. On the other end of the spectrum, everybody brings Tosfos and Shabbos Tzadik Hei. Tosfos seems to argue that even by Boina there should be a Heter of Mitoich. Tosfos asks, if the Gemara says in Shabbos Tzadik Hei Megaben Chayev Mishem Boina, so how would a person ever get Malkus for Melechus Abinyan? There are so many Gzeres Ashvuy Gumis. What's the Yisrael of a Shavuya Gumis? Shavuya Gumis is Boina. So why is it in Shabbos Tzadikei? Because in Shabbos Tzadikei we find Megaven Chayev Mishum Boina. So there is a Metzias that a person performs Melechus Boina Letzorech Oichal Nefesh. If there would be no Metzias of Boina Letzorech Oichal Nefesh, obviously there would be no Kash. But if there is boina, letzorech oichal nefesh, then why wouldn't we say betoch shuta letzorech uta lamish shaloi letzorech? So Tosfos seems to indicate that any melacha sheshayach laasoisoi letzorech oichal nefesh, we say betoch shuta letzorech uta lamish shaloi letzorech. So what's the shit of the mechaber? Kedas haTosfos or kedas haRambam? My feeling is kedas haTosfos. More reasonable than Das HaRambam. Because if the Mechaber goes in the footsteps of the Rambam, then he would write Hoitzoah and Avorah. But if the Mechaber feels that applies to all the Malachas, then all he has to give is an example. So he brings the example that we find in the Mishnah and in the basic Sugya. Lohoitzi Tinoik. That is the Mechlekes Bishamei Mizil. So the Mechaber doesn't have to list the Malachas. He cannot list the malachas, because it all depends on each and every malacha. Is there a mitzias, is it shayach to perform this malacha? Letzorech oichal nefesh. But if the mechaber goes in the footsteps of the Rambam, why wouldn't he write it so in Avorah, just like the Rambam writes it so in Avorah? But if the din of oichal nefesh applies to a far broader spectrum, to all the malachas, then the mechaber doesn't. We still would expect the Shulchan Aruch to write Kol HaMalachos. Why?
In the basis, it seems to base pretty much his psak on the Rambam. What's the Rambam with the Magen Mishnah?
The Rambam is only written for the Lashon Mitoch by itself. Because I have already done the words Mitoch.
He doesn't say the words, but I think.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. Right?
I think those are two halachas, one next to the other. The Rambam writes the same. So Rabbi Kiva rightfully says, but the opinion of the Rambam alone is, in itself, there is controversy, and the Magen Mishnah seems to say that maybe the Rambam also. Now, the Mishnah Brura, in the very beginning of Tov Kuf Yud Ches, when the Mechaber says Medoch Shudur Tzorech Roech V'chein Adin V'avorah V'shchita V'afiyah V'bishul Shem Alochas HaShaychus L'Yorichol Nefesh, is this Shittas HaTosfos? When the Mishnah Brura says Malochas HaShaychus L'Yorichol Nefesh, does he mean each and every one of Lamed Tes Malochas if it could be Shaych L'Yorichol Nefesh? Or does he mean, similar to the Ramban, that there are certain malachas which are usually done letzorech oichal nefesh, not boina? We only find at one of the many toldos of boina that has a shaychus to oichal nefesh, but the ikar malachas boina has no shaychus to oichal nefesh. I think the kavanah of the Mishnah Brura is no, not shittas HaTosfos. There must be something between. I'm a foolish Baramba Mitzvah Vavora and Tosfos all across the board. Now, after our introduction to today's Shia, the first part of the Shia, I think the Derech HaMelech, it's not only Yechidim, the Derech HaMelech to understand the concept of Mitoich is not Shittas HaTosfos. And it is not Shittas HaRambam only Hoitzo and Avora, but the Derech HaMelech based on the Ramban and all the other Rishonim and the Achronim, including the Pnei Yeshua and the Megina Shalayim, is it is a certain class of Malachas, a certain category within the broader context of Lamites Malachas. So those Malachas that are by their very nature associated with the preparation of food, and these Malachas we say Metav Shuta Ratzorich Utaram Shalor Ratzorich, and that's the command of the Mishnah Berurah V'Kainatin V'Avore V'Shchita V'Afia V'Bishul Shehem Malachas Hashayach Tzorich HaNefesh, by their very nature. The nature of these Malachas are preparation of food. What is the earliest source to this Mahalach, which is somewhere in the middle, a compromise? Lokeshita satoises that even by boina there is a tzad to be matio, mitoch, but lokeshitas pashtas arambam, pashtas roshanam, which is mitzamsim. Once again, not always when I come to give a shiur I have time to check the sources. But I know that the Me'iri in Beitza Yud Beis clearly presents this shitta, and I think it's also in the Magid Mishnah. I think it's also in the Magid Mishnah and the Rambam in Halacha Dalet and Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yomtov. So I think that's also the Kavanah of the Mishnah Berurah and the Mishnah Sodom, the Chayodom, that the heter of Metoch applies to the group of Malachas which by their very nature are associated with Oichel Nefesh. And the Mishnah Berurah just mentions a few of them, Gemoy Hoitzor, V'Havora, V'Shchita, V'Bishul. Those are Malachas that people usually do Somach L'Suda.
The Mishnah
Berurah, Melisha Ve'Elech
also?
Yes, Melisha Ve'Elech is a Yerushalmi. And when the Tosis brings the Yerushalmi of Lisha Ve'Elech, Tosis doesn't explain Melisha Ve'Elech because those are Meluchas by their nature are associated with preparation of food. The Yerushalmi bases it on a Gzeiras HaKosuv because Ushmartem Es HaMatzos is Samuch La'ach Asher Ye'ochel, and therefore the Yerushalmi says Shmartem es ha-matzoi, shimer matzoi es mitzvahs melisha ve'elech, so achas she'ochel ochel nefesh es melisha ve'elech. However, lisha ve'elech does seem to coincide with those malachas that by their very nature are associated with the preparation of food. Because all the malachas and say that are passed up to lisha are usually done with greater quantities and now. We must be aware, we are living in a changing world. So, once upon a time, B'yamei Chazal, probably most of the Lisha and Afia was performed B'toich HaBayis. Every Yiddish Imam did Chalas for Shabbos, and most of them, you know, did the bake their own cakes. There weren't 1,000 bakeries and everybody and most people buying Shabbos. So therefore, Melisha Ve'elech coincides with the Malachas that usually associated with the preparation of food B'toich HaBayis. The same regarding Shechita. So today, nobody Shechts in Yom Tov because neither do people Shecht the middle of the week. You know, Shechita is something that is done, it's an industry. It's done in the industrial level. But once it was a different world, and every shtetl had a few shechtim, and people used to go Erev Shabbos to the shechit, and they used to go Erev Yom Tov to the shechit. There were no refrigerators. So you couldn't prepare meat in bigger quantities. It became decomposed and it rotted. So after a day or two, so, When people wanted to eat a suda, a fleshy suda, they went to the shochet. And therefore, shechita was one of those melochas that were directly and immediately associated with the preparation of food. So, the Mishnah Berurah seems to indicate that the shechita of the Shulchan Aruch is not necessarily hoitzo and avora. And maybe that is the shechita of the Rambam as well. Maybe that's the Shittas HaRambam as well. So I think that Stimus HaShulchan Aruch will prove maybe that the Beis Yosef learns Shittas Rambam, lav dafka Hitzoah Navara, but Hitzoah is an example, and the Heter applies to all the Malachas that by their nature are Malachas, which are Malachas of Nefesh, and not Malachas Avodah. So I see this Ramban is very fundamental in the Hagdorah of Metoich, even though I once again say the Ramban doesn't explain the concept of Metoich, but I think the way, because to me, Kivet Shehutro Hutro is out of the question. There's no way to apply the Svar of Kivet Shehutro Hutro to Metoich Shehutro Tzoyich Hutro Lama Shehlo Yeretzoyich. So any way we go about it, whether it's the Arayim, or the Ravid, or the Megina Shleima, but it all boils down to the same idea, that some Malachas are Malachas Oichon Nefesh. So the other question would only be, this category that is defined as Malachas Oichon Nefesh, how much of Oichon Nefesh is necessary? Must it be a Hanoa Chashuva? Must it be Tzorech Hayoyim? Would it be any tzorech? But the basic idea is there are malachas which are defined as malachas shel oichal nefesh, contrary to malachas that are not defined as malachas shel oichal nefesh. And even according to Tosfos, so on one end of the spectrum we have the Rambam Mitzvah of Avora, on the other end the Tosfos in Shabbos Tzadikei. But even according to Tosfos, there still is a basic category, Malachas Shaloichal Nefesh, because when Tosfos asks the Kasha about Boina, it is only because Hamegaben Chayav Mishum Boina. So there are Malachas in which even Tosfos would agree. We can't say Hutra Name Shaloi Letzayach. Why? Because Loi Hutra Letzayach. And in those malachas in which there is no mitzias of hutra litzoyrech, there also would be no mitzias of hutra shaloy litzoyrech. And probably that would be Abe, Teufel and Matia. Boina, according to Tosfos, yes, we should say hutra shaloy litzoyrech. How about soiso? No. There is no soiso associated with oichal nefesh. So, some achronim asks, if I'm a gaben chayev mishum boina, so when you dissolve cheese, why would that not be soiso? If making cheese is boina, so if you take cheese which is solid, dover gush, you pour hot milk onto it and you dissolve it, would that be soiso? Why not? The same question would apply if Tosfos and the Rashbu says, when you make a new kli, it's boina, so when you destroy a kli, would that be soiso? By a kli, maybe yes. So the Arayim asks, masikin bekelim, you're allowed to take kelim and yomtiv and throw them into the fireplace because they're not mukza, why would that not be soiso? So not always do Boina v'Soisa have the same rule. And Megaben Chayav Mishum Boina, that doesn't necessarily mean that dissolving cheese or turning it into a liquid form would be Soisa. But that is a different sugya which we will discuss at some other time. So, first of all, we explained the fundamental yisod of Metoich Shutur Soirech. What is the Svora? And we brought many Achroinim, and we based our Avon on the Rishonim. And then we spoke about what is the level of Tzorech, which is Matio, Asiyas HaMalocha, the Machloik is the Machaba and the Ramah, and the Chumra of the Mishneh Brura. The other question is, to which Malochas does the Heter of Metoch apply? Three different days. On one hand, Pashtus HaRambam, Hoitzoah V'Havorah, the other end of the spectrum, Tosfos Ibn Boina, and the Mishneh Brura, Chayodam, and I think that is the Ikar Derech HaMelech based on our fundamental Havona of Metoich, which would be all malachas that by their very nature are associated with Oichal Nefesh. What I did not have time to discuss, even though I did plan to discuss it, is the Tosfos and the Rashba. So maybe we'll leave that part of the shiur. When we will discuss, we will also come back and try to explain why are hoyel and metoch associated. But what I did take out of the tshuva of the Rid, Tosfos Rid, which I first time in my life I saw, which was just today, when Dershowitz sent me the Tosfos Rid. So the Tosfos Rid does say that Hoyel and Metoich are, in a very basic way, the same concept. Because the Tosfos Rid, B'derech HaRishonim, says, as we see the Torah is Mekel B'Meleches Yomtev, so we say the Torah is Mekel B'Meleches Yomtev in a different way. And Metoich and Hoyel are both compromises by Yom Tov more than Shabbos. So the Torah is Mechel by Yom Tov, even Shelo Letzorech Oichal Nefesh. So we also broaden the scope of Eter B'Maleches Yom Tov, and B'Maleches Yom Tov we say we compromise with the need of Oichal Nefesh. We also compromise with the remoteness of Oichal Nefesh. So, if we would learn Chumash and we would be Karol, we would say the only heter we have in Yom Tov is cooking and preparing food Letzorech Achila. Then Chazal come along with their Mesoiris and they say Letzorech Achila is not Mamish Letzorech Achila. It could be other needs as well. And then they say, Tzorech, in general, is not Mamish Tzorech. Even though it's not Mamish Tzorech, could be Tzorech, could be Tzorech. If suddenly guests pop in, then it would be a Tzorech. So the Tosfos Rid explains that the Mesoiris of Chazal regarding Maleches Oichal Nefesh is to be mekel in two different areas. This is my formulation. It's not in the Tosfos Rid, but this is the way I see it. Tzorech Oichal Nefesh. Hoyel says Tzorech. It's not mamish a Tzorech. Metoich says Oichal Nefesh is not mamish Oichal Nefesh. And that is the dinyan between Metoich and Hoyel. So the way that Tosfos Rid explains it, and I must admit it has some very fundamental logic, but that is the way that Tosfos Rid sees it. He says, if Chazal say Oichal Nefesh is lav davka Oichal Nefesh, then the Amiroim come along and they say, if our great Tanoim said Oichal Nefesh is lav davka Oichal Nefesh, then we add on Tzorech, it's lav davka Tzorech. Even if it may be a Tzorech in a remote case, still would be Tzorech. But the Tosfos Rid explains that Hoyel and Metoich are similar. Both are a tremendous harchava, broadening what the Chumash says, So this Tosfos Rid is new to me, and it's in a way it's an eye-opener. But that is the way the Tosfos Rid sees the similarity between Metoich and Hoyel. What I wrote is more B'Signa Nachroinim, and we will speak about that in one of the coming shiurim.